And we're back after a much needed break from recording. Someone here at this table still doesn't want to record. You knew what you were getting into today.
Rajesh,
tilt it like this. Well, that's too far. That's good. Yeah. That's good. So we're back after what's been, what, 3 weeks or more since we last recorded?
Damn, man. Lots changed.
Has it, though?
Well, I think so, right? And social, economically, financially.
It just seems like it because we just haven't talked in a long time, but not much has changed. Brampton still sucks. We even took a break from Brampton, and when we came back, it sucked just as much as it did before we left.
I left Brampton for a couple of hours, and I was shocked with what I saw.
You made a trip out of Brampton for the first time in your life.
Yeah.
How did that feel? How did it feel to be rubbing shoulders with the whites of Toronto?
It wasn't really white people, though. It was mostly like Asians. And
how did it feel to be rubbing shoulders with the non-Punjabis of Toronto?
I don't know, man. I felt my inner racism sort of resonating, you know. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I felt kind of endangered, man. You know, you feel safe around your posse. You don't know what, you know, what's gonna pop out of where when you're in the different crowd of the different skin color.
You were in Shulik. I think it's a safe place. Vindi, how are you?
How were you? Not how are you?
Go. Leave. Just leave. We don't need this kind of dead energy on this episode when we're trying to entertain people.
We should get like an order of like cocaine or something. We should like get our hands on some.
Would atta work? Just do lines of atta. It would. So it wouldn't have the same. Fucking Denver. Sorry, the Nuggets and Wolves games on in the background, and Nuggets just shot the bed. Anyways, it wouldn't have the same energetic impact that cocaine would have, but it would kind of, I think, irritate your nasal passages, so I think it would wake you up. But then it would also clog in your nose, though.
Yeah.
So you might become a mouth breather.
What kind of art?
Bindi likes mouth breathers.
What?
She does. She likes the lack of chin action.
Are you saying you don't have a chin?
I'm not saying I'm a mouth breather. I'm just saying you're into mouth breathers.
That might not into you then.
But no, it doesn't make sense. I'm the exception. I'm the exception. I'm the exception.
Atta, but like, what kind of atta are you going for?
Any atta?
Like mukki da atta? Any atta?
I had a friend back in middle school.
Yeah.
He crushed up those Rockets candies.
Yeah, Rockets.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the round ones.
Yeah, and he snorted those.
Somebody should have put coke in his nose and to see what happened.
What happened to him?
He got pants later on. He was trying to hang off the crossbar on the soccer goal.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody picked him up, and the same person picked him up, pulled his pants down, and he wasn't wearing underwear.
Wow.
Hilarious.
We got a dude pants one time, and his underwear came off with it. So, I mean, I wasn't there, but like, I
where the hell is she going?
She's going to the void.
It is pretty dark down there. Anyways, we're still on BC time.
Yeah.
Because we just came back from BC.
Yeah.
And it's only 7:30 in BC. I have no... Why is she so tired?
I guess, you know...
She didn't even do anything.
Being a woman takes it out of you, I guess. I'm not a woman. I don't know that kind of stuff.
It's the alcohol.
Ah.
The alcohol. It really... After a while, it really wears you down.
So it's like a sugar rush, kind of same vibe. You drink, you know, you do the sugar first, and then you're fine, and then after you crash.
Probably.
Maybe it's the sugar in the alcohol.
Maybe.
We should become like dietitians or something, you know?
I don't think we have,
You know, we're having like nasal issues. Snort some atta, that'll fix everything.
I'll fix everything.
Just get a credit card out.
Just got a white flour.
White flour.
Just to be as close.
Yeah. No, not whole wheat.
Not whole wheat.
No.
Then that,
irritates.
That's more like heroin looking colors. when you cook it up on your spoon. There was a guy on my street. Saw him sitting in his car cooking heroin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He was an addict. Oh, he had a spoon and he had a lighter underneath the spoon. Just sitting in his driveway.
That's fucked up.
So we just came back from BC. And on that note, congratulations to my cousin Garen and her husband Harmon.
Yeah.
On a beautiful wedding and an amazing wedding week.
Cousin clapping.
Most fun I've had at any wedding.
Really?
Maybe it's my like our wedding and her wedding, top two. Thoughts, Bindi?
Our wedding wasn't fun.
For you? Yeah. Why wasn't it fun?
It was just like, you know, the whole thing was just...
forced on us?
Yeah.
Yeah. But did you have fun at Karen's wedding?
Yeah.
Well, how much fun? This much fun or this much fun?
A lot of fun.
It's really showing on your face right now.
It's really the enthusiasm just oozing out.
Man, you should do a podcast with that like Bobby girl, right? Because she's like dead like you. So you guys would do well together.
Oh, also, you know Bob Dasanj Singh? Speaking of Bobby. Yeah. What?
Did they call him Bobby?
Really?
No.
No.
Somebody probably does.
In the bed?
Huh?
In the bed?
I don't want to say it like that, but sure, that's what I was thinking too. His son is on Instagram apparently.
Oh, wow.
As an influencer.
Oh.
I think his name is Bikram Dasanj. Wow. I think. My cousin said that's his son.
Bikram Dasanj thing.
I thought he was a realtor and not a... he's an influencer? I'm so confused.
If you are on Instagram with 50,000 followers and you're posting your Rolls Royces and whatever cars, you can be a realtor, but at the end of the day, you're an influencer.
Yeah. So now we know where his dad gets to like film his videos from.
What?
If you've not seen Bob Dasanj on Instagram, now we know who runs his Instagram.
His son?
Yeah, probably.
Oh.
Because it was a question, how the hell would an uncle in his like 50s like be running an Instagram like that?
He's not doing it himself.
Yeah.
He's not doing it himself.
Because the radio game is not the Instagram game.
The radio game, my friend, is not the Instagram game. We also promoted our podcast during the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, we got three new listeners.
You got like a banner or something?
No, I just went up to people and said...
You yelled at people.
I just yelled at people. Be like, yo, do you know about the podcast? Yes. Are you listening? No. Then listen.
I don't know how effective that's going to be, man.
Yeah.
Hey, if we get feedback after this episode drops, then yeah, maybe.
Got to check the viewer counts.
Got to check the viewer counts. Summer's finally here.
Yeah, summer in full swing.
Full swing. Why isn't your AC on?
We like a tropical area. Plus, I told my dad to turn it on. He said, no, what are you doing? It's May. What are you saying to me?
Okay, but if it's 20 plus in May and 20 plus in June, what's the difference?
Psychologically.
So he's going to turn it on next month?
Yeah, he'll wait out as long as he can. My mom likes it on quickly, though. But
We put ours on today.
Yeah.
It was needed. The thermostat was showing 28 degrees, maybe. 26, 27 degrees.
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
You know how these desi people are, though? They don't...
Yeah.
I don't like you touching their thermostat.
That's black people.
We went on a hike yesterday. And...
How did the Ontario hills compare to the BC hills? What are we seeing differently?
The Ontario hills are too much for me, so I can't even think about climbing BC hills.
Yeah, he was like dead during our hike.
You guys never went like mountain? Like what do they call those?
Well, there were a couple of jinne.
Oh shit.
On these hikes,
yeah,
they had those sticks.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even... That's not necessary
For that hike, it's not necessary.
It's like a walk, yeah. So it's not...
That hike is probably the steepest hike in Ontario, too.
Yeah, that's true.
A couple of people, they were climbing back up.
Yeah.
And, okay, so when you get there, it's fairly flat. There's like a little bit up and down. It's not too bad. Mm-hmm. And then you get to a point where you got to go... down, right? They've carved in steps into the hillside, and you gotta go down, and then you gotta come back up. So as we started making our way down, right at the top, there were people coming up, and right before they got to the top, they took a break.
Damn.
Right at the top. It's like, you've made it to the top, just take a couple more steps and just get to flat land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're training their body or something, I don't know. Some form of training, I don't know.
It makes no sense.
Maybe there's some gravity. Gravity has more of a pull than flat land on, like, you know.
Okay.
Science.
Science isn't science.
Science isn't sciencing, buddy.
Hey, man, I'm not an astrophysicist for no reason.
Anything you want to discuss from the wedding?
No.
You guys see any Canucks fans?
Yeah, all of them. It was all wild. It's the series between Vancouver and Edmonton, so yeah. they had games on during the wedding events. Oh,
I never knew people were that big of Canucks fans, because they don't strike me as anything. They're like a meh team. They don't even got anything going for them.
That's the only thing they have going for them.
A game was on for a little bit during the reception, too.
They don't have a team. We have a team in Toronto. They don't have a team.
Would you be willing to say that to a Canucks fan's face?
Yeah, they don't. We've made it to the playoffs 8 years in a row. What have they done? They were ass last year. So, you gotta look at the whole picture.
When's the game 7 tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
There's gonna be a lot of.
They're riot in the streets.
Win or lose.
2011, they rioted.
The funny thing was, when the Canucks won, they won their first round series.
Yeah.
People went to the streets and like they had a parade for the first round win.
That's how you know they don't have much success.
Yeah.
But it's in 2011 they made it to the finals, and then they lost in the finals, and
shit broke loose.
Fuck,
yeah.
Even in the 90s they made it to the finals and lost in the finals, and the same shit happened. They had like tanks and shit, military.
I told my cousin that I'd buy a Canucks jersey just to show some
solidarity.
Are you actually winning?
No. No. Can't be that much of a bandwagoner.
You didn't even watch hockey.
I don't watch hockey, but it's fun. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fast paced than basketball. There aren't as many stoppages as basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball, NBA sucks ass right now.
Hockey, they have a good product. They just fail to promote it. And, you know, when your best player doesn't have, like, when your best player for the past 10 years doesn't have Instagram, you clearly have an issue in, like, the marketing aspect.
Who?
Sidney Crosby.
Really?
Doesn't have Instagram.
He doesn't even need to run it. Just have somebody else run it for you.
Maybe he doesn't want to be on social media, you know?
That's the problem.
That's why the game's not growing.
So ESPN now has the rights to the NHL now.
Yeah.
And they post NHL highlights. And if you compare NHL posts on ESPN or House of Highlights or, you know, Bleacher Report versus a dog doing tricks on House of Highlights, NHL highlights will have like 5,000 likes and like 400 comments. A dog eating a fucking hot dog will have 40,000 likes and 15,000 comments.
Then why don't they just put in the players' contracts that they're required to have social media and they'll run it for them? Like,
yo, he signed his contract before social media was like a thing. Yeah. He had like a 12-year, like $8 million contract.
Oh, I was going to say, don't contracts renew?
He's like, poor.
He makes $8.7 million.
That's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. It's really bad.
That's really bad. As the modern generation's Wayne Gretzky equivalent.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
You know, I think Connor McDavid was like the new guy. He makes like 12.6, I think, or like 13.
After taxes, that's like 5, buddy.
Yeah. That's
what are you doing? That's garbage. That's garbage.
Man, somebody's got to fight for these guys' rights, man.
Do you think it's the system, though? Like, white people were on top for so long, and now it's black people making money?
I don't know, but like even football, like white people make money in that.
Who?
Well,
name one white football player.
Josh Allen, white quarterback. He makes a lot. Daniel Jones, he's complete garbage and he makes $40 million a year.
Anyways.
Man. Maybe it's just a Canadian thing. Maybe like Canada just can't do shit. Because like NHL is like, America has more teams than us, but it's a Canadian thing, basically.
The closer you are to the border, if you're in the States, the more popular hockey is.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And that's basically Canada.
Utah's getting a team now, the Utah Storming Mormons.
Oh, come on, man. This isn't the 60s where you could have racially charged names for your sports teams. Like the Indians and the Redskins.
Eskimos.
Eskimos. Charging Mormons.
I don't know what they'll name the team, though.
You know what we need?
What?
To make our podcast more profitable?
Sniffing Otta.
So once we add a video component, we can sniff Otta.
We're not sniffing Otta.
You're not. We are.
It could start a viral trend on Instagram. Yeah. It would be like the cinnamon challenge. You know when people shovel like a spoon of cinnamon? It could be the next cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, it'll be healthier on the Tide Pod show.
Yeah, you would actually live after that.
Yeah.
Show my doctor and ask them the implication
of snorting Otta.
Yeah,
I can tell you. You'll need a trip to the hospital. Okay, just putting a disclaimer out there: do not sniff Otta. Please do not sniff Otta.
Doing that,
or snort or sniff Otta.
Well, we can't be legally liable. We have to say something. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Maybe just a little.
Huh?
Maybe just a little.
No, don't do it.
Like in your ear though?
No.
No.
Don't do it.
Okay, so what were you going to say?
I can't remember now.
You were saying something about the podcast.
So once we have a video component, we're not going to sniff Otta or snort Otta. We can't. We can't get canceled before it starts. But you're going to have to start driving your ass over to my house.
Yeah, I have my license appointment booked. It's on the fridge right there. I'm going to get my G2.
She's not going to let you take the car out, man.
She will. I'll make her.
Okay. I'll make her. Ah.
I'll threaten to sniff Otta.
Yeah, that'll do it.
No, I'll say I'm supervised.
Who's supervising you?
I'll just say I'm supervising.
She's not stupid. She's like, no, you're not supervised.
I'll video call her the entire time I'm driving.
That's safe.
You know how she was telling Bindi to get the car from a neighbor's house,
yeah,
back it up carefully, right?
Yeah.
And like, well, parents have a tendency to kind of just give instructions and just make sure the kids don't fuck up, right?
Yeah.
And on the off chance that a kid says, "Well, you surely fucking leave me alone," you know, like, I'm not a kid, right? Yeah. I can do it myself, right?
Yeah.
And then like Bindi hits like a car backing up.
Yeah.
It's just and then the parents like. Yeah. And when you do that to your parent, there's a 95% chance you will hit a car.
Yeah. It's just how the luck works, man.
It's just how karma works.
It's called like Murphy's Law or whatever? Or is that something else?
Balwant's Law.
Balwant's Law. Okay, there you go.
This is Balwant's Law.
Publish an article on it, or like a science journal.
Ugh.
9 out of 10 times, Balwant's Law works every time.
That makes sense.
100% of the time out of the 90% times.
Yeah.
Balwant's Law works every time. And Balwant's Law is if you snap at a parent when the parent is giving you instructions, you will fuck up those instructions.
Yeah.
And the parent will rub it in your face.
You think white people do that too? Or like, no, is it a brown thing?
See, this now reminds me of up into people thinking that white people are just cold-hearted, emotionless, insensitive people. Yeah, it's like my dad will see a white person crying at a funeral, be like, "Oh fuck, if you don't there."
What the fuck? Right?
Like,
they're like machines.
Like, you know, I'm like grand or whatever.
If you ek dooje nu pyar karde, jivein appa karde.
Oh, do we have DVDs here?
Yeah, you want my Lordy?
No,
we have Tegbeer's first birthday party, and we said no to that last night. We're not gonna watch your
There's
Lordy.
Two CDs is a part one.
It's two parter. Like,
yeah.
Oh shit!
Two parter. His DVD set.
So our Wi-Fi is out till Tuesday.
Well, what happened?
So we don't know what happened, and so we started watching DVDs yesterday because we had no
watched Michael Clayton.
We have the remote to a DVD player.
Do we have actual DVDs?
Yeah, in the garage. We have
fuck, what can I do with a remote to a DVD player?
We should grab a DVD before we go.
What do you have? What's in your list?
We used to have The Amazing Spider-Man 1.
No.
A Superman, like,
no. Move. Next.
So you gotta look. I don't even know what else we have.
I think we have, like, a Harry Potter or something like that.
I've seen all the Harry Potters.
We have more cassettes. Not cassettes.
VHS?
Yeah, but those are like house movies.
Those are cassettes.
Okay. We don't have anything actually filmed. Unless they recorded something on the TV and put it on there, you can watch that.
No, I probably don't.
Okay, so...
I don't know, man. Living without Wi-Fi is hard.
It's so hard. We're dying.
First, the girl who lives in the basement?
Yeah.
She said, I have assignment to do. I can't finish them without the internet.
Jeez. Poor girl. What a library, man.
I can't do anything for you, man.
Starbucks.
What a library.
That too.
Ugh. You know what's... you're not going to get this if you're not into cars.
Yeah.
Or if you don't like driving. But I went to my chacha's... Sorry. I went to my chacha's farm.
Yeah.
And they have an Indian-style Jeep.
Oh, man.
And I drove it and shifting gears.
Yeah.
That's like snorting cocaine. That feeling.
For you, maybe.
I just said that. If you're into cars.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful feeling.
This person who has never driven a manual, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There you go.
Have you driven manual? Seems like something you'd know how to do.
No, she would drive a manual.
Shut up. No, I did not. But we drove ATVs. That was fun.
We drove a ATV.
We took turns.
I had to force her.
You guys...
You didn't have to force me. I did it.
You guys didn't sit, like, together on it?
No, we sat together on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not side by side.
Yeah, obviously, not side how by would you say side
You said by together. Side. Together means side by side.
No, like in India, when they have, like, the feet on one side.
Yeah. No. She sat like a man.
Okay. It's like the balls to butts or, like, cheeks to butts.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you about that. I went to India once.
Yeah.
And, I ended up, unfortunately, being the middle guy on a motorcycle with three guys.
Shit. You had a threesome.
I inadvertently had a threesome.
How does that even happen? On a motorcycle. Why are there
three of you on a motorcycle? We're going somewhere. Hop on. Oh, I'm like, no. Like, hop on. I had no choice.
So India, what do you expect?
Yeah.
No means no. Okay, you didn't have
Not
to
in
do
India,
this.
Buddy. Not in India. No just means try. It means she said no, so I must try harder.
No means yes.
Eventually.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, that's what our mom thinks to her no's.
Hmm?
Yeah.
That's what our mom thinks when she says no. She's like, yeah.
You just bug her longer. She'll say yes.
Yeah. That's what happened today with the gazebo.
No. The gazebo was they buy a barbecue chicken and I'll build the gazebo. That was the deal. But the level of service at the wedding,
yeah,
I've never seen anything like that. There were waiters at the Gurdwara.
Wow.
Like serving people. Yeah.
What?
At the, not inside. There was a tent set up outside the Gurdwara in the parking lot. Waiters.
Yeah. And there was so much food.
The food was so Best good. Coffee I've ever had. Best latte
I've
ever had.
Yeah, they had a coffee cart and they were making lattes with like designs on it.
Wow.
And stuff, which was cool. Yeah, there was like cake and stuff. There was like a lot of stuff.
It was just a lot
like
of stuff.
Desserts.
And I found out that I can drink.
Really?
And not get drunk.
I mean, you're tall, so.
Yeah, tall.
Because you're like, was your intestines are longer if you're taller?
Right? The one time I did have a hangover,
yeah,
I was same height.
Oh.
Just like 50 pounds lighter.
Wow. Well, there you go. Yeah. Weight makes a difference.
Well, you gotta give some notes to Jussu then. You gotta tell him. If he wants to drink, then you gotta.
Well, why would you want to drink?
Huh?
Why would he want to drink?
I don't know.
Does he want to drink?
I don't know.
Should ask him.
Why would I ask him?
You made him watch a beheading video.
Maybe he drinks to forget.
Maybe he wants to drink to forget.
Yeah,
for him, I'd say...
He's just very lanky. He needs to gain some muscle.
Two sips and he'll be done.
Two sips.
I had a glass of wine and I was done. I also had
moonshine.
Moonshine.
No.
If you want to go blind.
Gross.
But yeah, it's BC. It's just a beautiful place.
You see a lot of crackheads, or they?
We did.
Oh.
Downtown Vancouver.
Yeah.
Homeless population. Yeah, we saw a couple of crackheads.
You guys talk with them?
We wouldn't talk to them. Why the fuck would you talk to a crackhead?
That's just evil. What shit they spew.
I'm not social services. I mean, fuck, buddy, you need help?
Just see, be like, I'm from Toronto. First time I'm seeing one of you guys. So this is your like native area, or like.
That was
area.
Their native area because they line just like up and down the street.
They also Canucks fans.
I don't know if they know what's happening in the world.
Man, yo, how disconnected are crackheads from the world, though? Like, they would then. We should have a crackhead on
the podcast. We should have a crackhead on the podcast.
Yeah.
No.
Do you know any crackheads?
Why would I know crackheads?
You work downtown. And downtown is like.
I work at home. I don't leave the house.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll find one. How hard could it be? But we'll find one that's not trying to get clean. Like, dudes are just fucking. Dude was just ripping it every single day.
Dude's not trying to get clean. That's a drug where I think even the most hardened of crack users, they probably want to get clean.
Yeah.
But they just can't. It's just hard.
Even like the rich dudes who like fucking.
Rich dudes don't do crack. Cocaine.
Oh, cocaine. Yeah, that's different.
It's different.
It's the luxury version.
Yeah. It is.
The deluxe edition.
No, okay. It is.
Ask Rob Ford, okay?
Like, the wider it gets, like, the higher up the food chain it goes.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to talk about money versus...
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of wealth and like what rich people do.
Yeah.
Has it ever occurred to you that the richer the person, the less tuned their car is?
Less tuned?
Yeah.
I don't know any rich people.
Yeah, you watch TV?
Yeah.
Watch YouTube?
Yeah.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Elon Musk say, I want to decap this car and make 2,000 horsepower?
No.
Okay, there you go. Okay?
I guess so, yeah. There's like equilibrium though. Like you see some dudes on YouTube, they're not the rich ones. They have some money. And those are the dudes who like make like 2,000 horsepower GTRs and
okay,
shit.
Okay, first of all, you need some money
yeah.
to get those cars.
Yeah.
And you need some money to tune those cars.
Yeah.
But my point is, the wealthier you are, the less you want to go for those high numbers.
Yeah. I mean, the rich people, they probably just have like a Corvette or like, you know, some luxury car.
Listen.
Yeah.
If you are rich and you have a Corvette, you have to reassess your priorities. Okay?
Corvette's not doing it?
No. A Corvette never did it.
What about dudes who have like a midlife crisis?
If they get a Corvette.
But the new rear end, the center engine one, right? That I guess dudes like.
That's the shittiest car I've ever made, man. Every time I see one, I think it's a Ferrari. I get excited. Comes close to a fucking Corvette.
Okay, so rich dudes, they'll have like nice cars. They just won't modify them.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. The richer you are, the less modified your car is.
Yeah. Maybe they don't want to deal with shit or like. They just want a normal life, I guess. I don't know. But like, who's the richest? Like Jay Leno, he modifies the cars, right?
No.
No, he's...
You think he puts chrome wheels on his cars?
26 inches.
There's a couple of guys in Toronto who are pretty well off.
Yeah.
Like they have like successful businesses.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, on Instagram and stuff. And like they used to modify their cars into stupid shit. Like, why? So when I was younger,
yeah,
I wanted chrome wheels and everything on my cars.
Yeah.
But as you get older, it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Fair point. You gotta clean them up.
Hmm?
You gotta clean them after. You're gonna get dirty.
You gonna get a car jacked. Wash, man. Like
they're gonna get jacked. Do chicks like chrome wheels? What do you...
Hey, chick.
I don't even know the difference. Like, it doesn't really matter.
What is chrome?
What is chrome?
I know the difference, but I just... I'm so indifferent about it. I mean, like, I don't care.
So, okay, when you were younger...
Yeah.
If you saw a guy with a nice car and chrome wheels... Would you be interested?
No.
Why?
I literally do not care.
Okay.
What car did you imagine yourself driving when you were younger?
A Camaro. A yellow Camaro.
What are you, a fob?
Not anymore.
What, are you here on a student visa?
This was when I was younger, okay? When it wasn't like a whole fob car.
No one has ever said, I want to grow up and drive a yellow Camaro.
Shut up.
Like, you know, Bumblebee.
Yeah, Bumblebee.
Even he wasn't looking for it. Car found him.
Oh, shut up. You're such a hater.
But in her defense, the Camaro is the least fobby of the cars.
Out of the big three, yeah. Out of the
big. Listen, I'm defending you at this point in time. Even now.
I don't need defending.
Even now, it's the least fobby of those cars.
Okay, yeah. But back then, it was not a fob car.
Out of the three muscle cars, it's the least fobby.
Yes. Why, though?
I guess people don't like Chevys. I think that's right. People... Like, what fobs... Well, you see fobs in Malibus, actually, and cruises. You see some of them.
But, like, you know... Those guys just need a car, right? So they go with what makes sense price-wise.
Yeah.
And in terms of fuel efficiency.
But, like, Dodge, okay, is that... Dodge is a... Ford, because Ford tractor, and, like, you know, people like Ford, so I think there's something there, and, like, Mustang. Mm. And then, like, you don't even dodge in, like, you know, Hellcats are, like, promoters and songs and shit, right? Nobody, I don't think singers really promote Camaros, like, except for that one song and other than that.
Which song?
The Golly Camaro song and then...
Oh, I've never heard it.
No?
Just bad marketing on their part.
It's old, though. But, like, nobody really promotes Camaros. Do they still sell them?
Is yeah, it? Yeah, they sell them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Chargers and Challengers are done. So maybe it might be the next thing.
Man, in my 11 days in BC, I did not see a single personalized plate. Did not see a single
student. Can you have student. Them
there? Huh?
Can you have personalized?
You can have them, but it's just not a big thing.
Oh, okay.
And didn't see a lot. Didn't see many of the stupid cars.
No Jeeps with like...
Not a lot.
Lift kits.
Not a lot. They have them, but just not a lot.
They probably need them because like mountains. They actually have mountains.
I know, but nobody's taking a Jeep on a mountain.
Yeah.
It's pavement princess.
Yeah.
Wildfires though, that's like... That's messed up over there, right?
They were fine when we were there.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about P. Diddy?
Oh, okay. Let's talk about P. Diddy.
That's a woman saying, let's talk about P. Diddy. That's crazy. You gotta send that to P. Diddy.
Shut up. Did you watch the assault video?
Yeah, the man's running down like a fucking...
He's crazy.
He's probably coked out.
They said he was drunk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way.
But he had a sense to put a towel on.
He didn't want his junk out there. I thought it was going to fall off. I'm not going to lie. The way he was running.
But he was holding it.
I thought that shit was going to fall off.
But then, okay, the stupid thing is the video is out there, right? It's so obvious. Like, it's him. He's beating his then, like, girlfriend. And then he, like, denies it. Like, how are you going to deny him when it's right there in everyone's face?
No, that was before.
Oh, so now he's admitted that it's him?
Why would you admit it, though?
You just say
no one's going to say, oh, let me clarify, that is me. You know, he's not going to come out and say that.
Just tweet on Instagram.
Yeah. Correct, that is me.
His Instagram
enough is enough. I think that was a few days before.
Oh, before. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was after.
Unless I'm mistaken, but that was a few days before.
Yo, in a situation like that, you just got to leave it to your lawyer. You can't, like, say shit. Just let your lawyer deal with that shit.
I thought he was like,
wait, what's your lawyer going to do with your face?
Yeah, that's true.
You got to hire, like, the best lawyers.
But they already settled that whole situation.
He's dead.
Oh, shit.
The OJ Dream Team.
They all died of cancer, too.
Did they?
Yeah, all of them.
Is that karma?
Maybe. I don't fucking know. Every single one of them died of cancer.
But yeah, what were you going to say about it?
Oh, it's fucked up.
He fucking smacked that lady.
It's hard to watch.
Then he tried to, like, grab her and, like, bring her back to the room or whatever.
He's, like, throwing, like, vases at her and shit.
His son released a diss track against people who are hating on him.
Oh my god, why? Why?
Apparently, I haven't looked into it fully, but I read something about Diddy slapping his own mom.
Oh shit.
And they were like, if you can slap your own mom, you just do not give a shit about women.
Yeah.
Oh, so 12 hours ago he posted, I think, as an apology related to the video.
Let's listen to it.
Excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. I'm disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy. I'm going to rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry.
So that's a P. Diddy video. But
sorry, hold on. I'm not sure if that was audible during through in the mics.
Yeah.
But it's just a video of him saying it was him on the video. He did do it.
He's disgusted.
He's disgusted with himself now. And he was then when he was doing it.
Okay, so if he was disgusted with himself then when he did
That's why he put a towel on.
If he was disgusted with himself then when he did it, then why did he deny it? Like, he denied. And now that the video is out, obviously he has to take accountability because it's out there on video.
I think legally you just got to deny it in any case.
But it's like if you were so truly, like you truly had remorse, you would have be like, okay, yes, I did do it and I apologize. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be like, deny until the video comes out. Like that's just like a fake ass apology.
Sorry, I was thinking about how to title this episode. I wasn't paying attention. Go on. Sorry.
Are you serious?
Sorry, the title's going to be Do Not Snort Atta.
yeah, that's a good...
Because we got to put the disclaimer out there, right? So, do not... Yeah, go on.
I snorted Atta in this... No. I snorted Atta. B. Diddy came in my dream.
Turned out to be hallucinogenic. No. All right, go on.
That's all I was going to say. The one time I talk, you don't even listen. Like,
I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, can you talk shit about him? Or like, is that defame?
No,
we're not talking shit. We're just responding to his video. It's like a reaction.
But the thing is, like, you are going to deny it until there's actual video proof.
Like, legally, I think there's probably... Right?
Yeah. If you can't prove it, it's my word against yours. Right, so even when Cassie came out and sued him, they settled, and his lawyer said this is not an admission of guilt, but now they have no choice.
Yeah, I know. Like his career is probably over now. Like, how do you come back from something like that?
Yeah, like, he doesn't need a career. He has enough money.
Well, I don't know, man. One here, a dude like that, like you know, as you can, like, how do you leave the game, right? Like, don't you just your love for the game or whatever?
Okay, he wasn't making good music anyway. He wasn't doing anything in music.
Yeah.
And yeah, like musically, I don't think he had been relevant for quite a while because he hadn't done anything musically relevant.
What was he doing then?
This.
this stuff. On like abuse sprees.
Yeah, apparently he paid that hotel $50,000 not to put that video out.
Oh, shit.
But it's probable that when his house got raided, this video was part of the evidence that they found.
Oh, maybe.
And it came out.
But if you have a video like that, like, wouldn't you just burn it? Why would you keep the evidence? Like,
50,000 is like almost nothing for some shit like that.
Man, maybe. A name like that. Maybe, yeah, I thought that was a very low price to pay. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you want to watch it again. Him, not anybody else. Maybe he's into that shit.
Fucking tie people down and be like, yo, you talk shit, this one my duty when he plays the video. Like,
I don't know.
I ain't scared of shit. I'll beat you up like I beat this woman up.
But it's not like he was making music like Michael Jackson or like...
Beatles.
Beatles didn't do shit to people that we know of. Right? They were, like Michael Jackson had a case against him, but people loved his music.
Yeah.
Because he made good music.
Yeah, yeah.
R. Kelly, his music is good, but like, he didn't make good music.
Did he also make TV shows? I don't know.
It's called Making the Band.
Oh, okay.
Damn. I don't know how many other diddlesters do you think we got out there?
Huh?
How many other diddlesters?
Diddlesters?
Yeah, how many diddlesters?
Diddlers?
Diddler, yeah. Diddler's a better word.
What's a diddler? Let's just tell people what you mean by diddler.
A diddler, like you know, like Riddler, the Batman character. So like a diddler is just like a dude who like goes around catching cases.
Oh, but for what? Like domestic abuse?
Yeah, I guess domestic abuse or like you know like Epstein or like that kind of. I think that all falls under diddler. The umbrella term.
I don't know, quite a few.
So you could probably get defamed for something like that, right? Defamation. We like you know say like some shit like that.
Could you? Like, there's video evidence.
No, yeah. But like saying like minors is also a diddler.
Right?
It's like if you hang out with a minor, you're also like a diddler, or like.
But we don't know if he was hanging out with minors.
Yeah. So.
So that doesn't apply to him.
Okay.
I was gonna say something.
About deadly.
No.
Deadly.
Deadly.
Deadly. No. I can't remember.
I don't know, man. Diddling and diddle around and find out.
Yeah.
Do not diddle and find out. Please, it's just not worth it.
I gotta go to the gym tomorrow.
Isn't the gym closed tomorrow?
Mine is open till 1 p.m., which I'm probably not gonna wake up in time.
I'm going to the track tomorrow.
I'll go to track with you. But we have to wake up.
Well, I think we gotta sleep on separate beds, man.
We've been on BC time, so we keep sleeping really late and waking up really late. It's not good.
Like sleeping on a queen bed with like with someone beside you.
It's annoying.
You gotta turn in place.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. You can't like.
You can't turn freely. So I think we should.
Why don't we just get a king bed?
We don't have space for a king bed.
We'll get rid of the mirror. We'll get rid of the mirror.
You get two single beds.
Lock it out. You can't turn on those either. You gotta turn in place.
And get bunk beds.
Bunk beds, there you go.
Queen size bunk beds.
I don't think that's a thing. No, you want a king size bed.
Just get a bunch of mattresses. Just make the entire floor a bunch of mattresses. Cover the floor in mattresses. That's
actually a pretty
good
idea.
What do we do with this bed?
Put it in the other room.
The room has a bed.
Get rid of that bed. That bed needs to go.
That bed needs to go. What are you?
Did the head change?
Should the Indian head wobble? What are you, a fob?
Where's Camaros?
You know, the bed needs to go. The handshake and the head wobble.
You're so mean to me. That's why I don't want Bjorn's podcast.
But it's funny. It's funny for the audience.
Yeah, just bully me, why don't you?
Yeah, man, you gotta pick on the smallest. What do you call it? Smallest person? Smallest.
Yeah, they can't defend themselves.
Yeah. You know, why do you think P. Diddy went after that woman?
Because she couldn't fight back.
Yeah.
She was weak. Because she's a woman. That's just physiologically speaking. I'm not shitting on her. It just makes sense. He's more powerful.
He probably weighs double her.
No. He's not obese. What the fuck you think this is? He's probably my height. He probably weighs like 200 pounds.
Yeah.
She's probably like 145.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Huh?
What are
you? Should we get a king?
King bed? Sure. We're getting a king bed.
Congratulations, guys.
Do you want to take this bed?
I already have a bed.
We're putting in the other.
Well, I have a very nice bed.
That I gave to you.
You gave her to us. I just bought the same one.
Oh, I see.
I have the new one. I don't know, man. I think mattress is the best way to go, not gonna lie. Mattresses are better than beds. Unpopular opinion.
But do you fall off your bed?
No.
So that's why you sleep on a mattress. You have a shorter way to the floor?
Sometimes it is comfortable sleeping on a mattress.
We sleep on a mattress, just sitting on a bed.
I don't know, just a different vibe, you know?
What the fuck, man?
The first time somebody's agreeing with me on an outrageous opinion. Mattresses have their time and place. Like, you're really tired. Mattress, man, it feels right.
Well, yeah, sleeping on the couch is really hold nice, on. Too.
Sleeping on a mattress, okay? Yeah. A mattress on a bed versus a mattress on the floor. Yeah. Okay. If you're really tired, what's an easier stop?
No, not like that. Sometimes you just have mattresses lying around in your house, like we do. Like,
you literally have to travel further to get down onto a mattress onto the floor. A bed meets you halfway. It cuts your commute in half.
We gotta work harder, you know, that's a part of it. So you get even more tired, so you're even more sleepy after. You burn more calories getting down.
I don't know about that.
The mattress at our Airbnb in BC sucked ass.
Oh my god, it was really? So bad. I feel like it was coming inwards at the, like, in the middle, like, it would dip down, and it was very noisy.
Oh, the bed.
You guys should have taken, like, a UV light and just...
I should have taken.
Okay, a UV light wasn't going to solve our problems.
Nah, man, we used to have a sofa bed. Back when we had a leather sofa, had a sofa bed in it, my worst mattress ever. That shit was horrible.
Yeah. I think the firmer the mattress, the better your quality sleep.
Really? I like a medium one.
It needs to be just, like, two notches above hardwood.
Okay, no.
With the nails on it.
Our mattress isn't that firm. It's like.
It could be firmer.
Yeah.
I could go with firmer.
How do you make a mattress firmer? Cut it open and stick some money in it.
No, shut up. Then we'd have to get a new mattress.
Like, too. Like Dagger's bed? Excellent. Yeah. Excellent firmness of his mattress.
Sounds like a mattress inspector.
Hey, Sleep Country Canada, sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah.
Why buy a mattress from anywhere else, as they would say?
Well, what's the DC company that sells mattresses?
Anyone.
All of them. Friends Furniture.
Friends Furniture. They also sell drugs, apparently.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Comes in your mattress.
shit, man. That's actually, like, you know.
We should get into the mattress game.
How do you make a mattress?
You outsource. You stick China. A logo on it. Why not? China, of course.
Why do you want to be in the mattress game? What are you going
to... Donkeys, man. Donkeys. How to upgrade donkeys, man. Get a truck full of mattresses and then just throw one in there and be like, he's just checking the quality. He's just in the back for that reason.
For people thinking he's talking about animal donkeys, no. He's talking about the system that's used to travel from Mexico into the U.S. via illegal methods, paying the cartel. That's called donkeying.
We could do it. We could offer a cheaper...
My cousin told me about a guy who was donkeying from Latin America into the States.
Oh, shit.
Guy got eaten by an alligator.
Shit, that's fucked up.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy way to go.
Alligators are fucked up, man. Alligators, they're dinosaurs, bro. Look at them. They are dinosaurs. I heard people in, like, America, like, eat them, like, in, like, the, like, southern states. Like, how the fuck do you eat that shit?
You kill it.
But it doesn't have scales and shit? Like, how
you don't know, you cut the scales off, man. You skin it.
There's shit underneath the scales?
The fuck do you think it is? A one giant scale?
No, I just don't think the scales cover the bones and shit.
Scales cover the skin.
Oh.
The skin is scaly.
Oh, I never knew that. I thought their skin was the scales.
I think it's, yeah, we technically, yes. But there's stuff underneath that skin.
That was just a bunch of bones and blood and shit.
How do you think it moves without muscles and tissues?
Can't ever thought it through.
Do you ever think anything through?
I think those guys like mattresses better, though.
Who, alligators?
Yeah.
Why?
Because how are they going to climb up to a bed? So they like mattresses.
That's a good point.
Are alligators the one that like swallow people whole sometimes?
Those are snakes.
Shut up, guys.
I'm the closest thing here to a scientist. Scientist, mathematician.
Engineer.
No, you're the engineer.
Okay.
Should I leave my car here?
Because you don't want to drive it today?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Leave it.
Hey, man, we'll take the donation anytime.
Leave it.
Next time you come, we'll siphon all the gas out so you can't take it.
Whoa, man, this is so close to my vein, this cut. It could have been deadly.
Oh, my God.
It's not even that deep. Relax.
You can see my vein. It's.
You can see my vein all the time.
Yes, I know you can
see my vein.
Shut up. Too hairy.
I think you're being dramatic.
Also, okay, like, aside from a face, everybody looks pretty similar.
Yeah.
Two arms, two legs, hands, feet, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Fingers.
Fingers.
Finger.
My fingers and dingers, whatever.
Dingers. Okay, dingers.
Genitalia.
Genitalia.
Okay.
Well, some of it has disease, but like genitalia.
No.
For
the most part.
Can we just, yeah. Okay.
Stop.
Yeah.
But if you strip away the skin and you look at the network of blood vessels.
Yeah.
Is that the same layout for everybody? I know the major ones are, you know, what they are, like the aorta and the, you know, other...
The chambers. Chambers of the heart.
No. Time of veins and stuff. Oh. Arteries. Like, you know, like that one.
Like the smaller veins.
Yeah, like into the nitty-gritty that go into the tissues and all that stuff. Is that the same network?
I think it differs because aren't, like... Because you're the size of your body, like, wouldn't it kind of...
And your muscle, if you have muscle in one area, it doesn't have to, like, shift around the... Or, like,
yeah, so I think it would.
Or if your bone structure is different, it has to shift around.
If there's a real doctor listening to our podcast, please get in touch with us and answer this question. I'm not a real doctor.
I have a doctor and a crackhead on in the same episode.
Oh, God.
A doctor and a crackhead? Will the doctor be morally obligated to step in and try to get them off crack?
So we'll see what happens.
The doctor just tackles the dude.
Put the syringe down.
Any doctors or crackheads who are not looking to get clean, please come on our show. We will do it for the publicity.
I think we could get Snoop Dogg on. That's a pothead not looking to get clean.
How much? Well, yeah. How much do you think he charges for like cameo or whatever?
He seems like he does anything. He'll do anything. So I think he'll be open to it.
Okay, we can't pay him.
I don't think he's going to do it for free, though.
You gotta give him something.
You gotta give him something.
Or entice him.
Tell him it's another Singus King movie.
Oh, and you're the lead.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, yeah.
Tyler making a sequel of PM once it's out.
If it's out.
If it's out.
If it's out.
And then it just never comes out.
And I'll smoke with him.
You would have to provide the goods.
I can provide the goods.
His stuff probably fucking kills you, though. Like, the shit that he probably does.
Possibly.
How much do you think he has to smoke just to feel anything?
A lot. Like, all day, every day.
A pound?
A pound of weed? A kilogram. My God.
Who knows?
What are you getting? I wouldn't even wake up for 2 days.
A kilogram.
That's ridiculous.
What if you gave an alligator weed? What would...
Well, it's an alligator.
We can give Snoop Dogg bung. Like, you know, like, you can mix it. He's probably had edibles. He's never had liquids.
Yeah, I know. Liquids.
Bung is like a liquid.
They mix it into a drink and you drink it.
You, like, you know, like it's kind of like jaw almost, but, like, not really.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you put that shit. Or, like, bung poured it. Think Snoop's had those?
No.
No?
His Sing is King's experience wasn't authentic. So, no. He hasn't had bung poured.
What else do people put it in?
I don't know. I'm a novice at this.
Brownies.
I want to do shrooms.
Shrooms,
yeah. I'm going to do shrooms.
You and your shrooms.
He's calling Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, he gets it. Or like Joe Rogan or Aaron Rodgers. Those guys.
I need a friend who does shrooms.
Yeah.
So I can do shrooms.
Well, we'll ask the crackhead if he knows anybody.
He'll say anything.
You gotta take him serious.
No, he'll say anything. Okay, rounding off today's discussion and topics of this lovely podcast episode for our viewers. I've been thinking, you know, like when we live on Earth, we haven't lived anywhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we pray to Babaji.
Shut up.
I asked Bindi to pray last night and her Punjabi sucks. And I'm like, how would you pray, right? And she wanted to say Babaji, but she's so white. She couldn't even say Babaji properly. She said, Babaji.
Sounds like a kid, man.
Shut up.
We're told that God lives in the sky.
Yeah.
Right? And the sky for us is blue.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you're on the moon, where do you look to pray? Do you still look up?
Obviously.
Is God still above you?
What is up on the moon?
Up. You have gravity. It's still up. It's still above your head.
Yeah, so then you would just look up.
But why would you look up, though?
Like, up into the, you know, the universe, like...
Oh, God. That doesn't sound...
What are you going to do, look down? Like...
Can you pray on the moon? Like, does he... Yeah, you can.
It's not a restriction. Stupid
question. Let's ask Neil Armstrong, man. Let's ask him.
Do you have a Ouija board?
Yeah, we have one of those.
Go get it.
Shut up.
Let's do a seance. Call him in right now.
Yeah, okay.
No, we can't call
him. He's going to say some stupid shit like, doorknob. That's what they do on those Ghostbuster shows. Yeah. They have a...
Their scanner machine.
The scanner machine and the ghost will come and be like, boop.
This one's very aggravated. I don't know if we're going to make it out alive. Who do you think went to know, like, a war, though? Like, ghosts or aliens?
Which one exists? The one that exists went? You know what aliens are probably pissed off at?
What?
That they never win Miss Universe.
Yeah.
It's always a girl from Earth.
Yeah.
Well, they don't, like, participate, so...
Did we ever invite them?
Yeah. Were they ever invited?
We all would, like, go crazy, man. Like, if we had, like, you know, like, the NBA champion versus, like, the champion of other planets, and we just crown, like, who the real champion is.
That would be... Oh, no, we did that. Space Jam. Michael Jordan won.
We did it twice. LeBron James, did he win?
No one went to that one. No one went to that one. But the first one, yes, Michael Jordan won. So that debate's been settled.
Okay.
Hey, on that note, is there nothing else?
Anything else you want to say, Raj Fair?
Yeah.
Yes?
Very good episode. You think people, like, since our viewer count was so low and, like, we went away for, like, 3 weeks, you think Spotify's, like, these guys gave up?
It is possible, yeah.
The one guy tracking, the one intern tracking our podcast, he's been out of work for 3 weeks. They're thinking about firing him, right? And then our episode comes on next week. No. They're back.
Another thing, if we go with, like, the please don't, like, snort, like, Atta, like, Tyler, you think like Shea.com, these companies will start boycotting us? Like, we won't get a sponsorship then.
I don't want a sponsorship from Shea.com.
Yeah.
No, really?
No.
Why would you want a sponsorship?
What about like Red Robin, All Purpose Flour?
We're not saying don't eat it. We're saying don't snort it. Relax. Yeah.
That cuts their seals down.
Oh, shut
Who was snorting it to begin with? What percentage of their seals were based on people snorting Atta?
That's something that like TLC would investigate.
Yeah, they would.
Let's call up TLC and like, you know, some marketing majors and let's find out. Like, if one of these companies made an ad of like snorting Atta, would it increase their sales?
No.
Super Bowl commercial.
No.
No.
Okay. Just don't do it. Just don't snort Atta.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up?
Yeah.
I don't want to, but my wife is getting a little antsy.
I want to go to sleep.
You know what they say? The wife is where the life is.
Sure.
No one says that.
Sure, buddy. Okay, on that piece of marital advice, we're going to wrap up this episode.
Coming from a single guy.
Coming from an incredibly single guy.
And thanks for listening.
Hold on, before we go.
Okay.
When do you plan on entering the dating market?
The dating pool?
Yeah.
Cesspool that is dating?
Is it a cesspool?
It's a cesspool.
Is it a cesspool?
Yeah.
We'll let my mom decide.
Ew, shut up.
I don't know what, like once I graduate, right? You want to focus on school first, right? That's the right thing to do.
That's what the big wedding would have you believe. Like big pharma, big wedding. Right? But you got to enter before.
Okay.
I don't know. You got to like...
I'm too young right now. I'm a minor, so...
Yeah, but you're going to university. You should like start dating. You should mix it up.
That's hard. I can't do that.
Would you want to find an Amritari girl?
No. Why would you want that?
I'm just saying.
Why would you say that?
Why are you offended? It's not your wife.
She's offended that she's gonna get called out on her prank.
Shut up.
Well, you wouldn't be.
Not right now, man.
Only thing you're missing is a crepon.
Okay. I don't have a kachana on either.
Hey, man, bro, two TMI. Okay, TMI.
I have normal underwear on. I don't.
Okay. But you wouldn't be into Amritari girls.
I can't just judge a person like that, right? Like, you know, if it's a chill person, I don't discriminate.
Okay.
No diddy. That's the end of this. That's the thing. We're not gonna do any diddy stuff, no matter who it is, right? So.
Good. I would hope as much.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note.
You look like Superman with your glasses on, right? Kind of like.
Oh, I have my glasses on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking them off. Yeah, they're coming off now. Can you recognize me?
Wow.
Can you recognize me?
No, not even slightly.
Oh my god. Yeah. Maybe I am Superman. I'm going to put them back on, okay? Okay, this is some guy.
Okay.
Glasses on now. Wow. Robin.
Whoa.
You
just jump off a building. Test the powers.
It's
a foolproof plan.
It's a foolproof plan. I think I'm okay. I know my powers. I don't need to prove them to you. Okay.
You don't want
to
dig too deep, right?
I don't want to. I know where my limits are. I just don't need to prove them to you. So. Superman right. Now. Oh, Superman.
Enough of this.
Robin.
Jesus Christ.
She can bug off.
What power is that?
You can use it to swing from buildings.
Short rip, man.
If Spider-Man was Punjabi,
yeah,
right, do you think he would use his bug too?
Spider-Man? I don't. Maybe.
So no one would take that guy seriously. Sorry. If Spider-Man was Punjabi, would his mask go over the bug, or would he wear his bug over the mask? And when he's swinging from buildings, how does he get it to stay on? Chin strap?
Not fucking
chin strap. It's a beard net.
No, Well, I think if you wanted to stay on, you got to tie it underneath them. Like, I think that would be more stable.
Oh, speaking of chin straps and turbans.
Yeah.
I went to Canadian Tire today.
Yeah.
And those Sikh boy helmets.
Yeah.
I saw them for sale.
They have them? Yeah. Shit.
It's called it was advertised as the Bold Helmet.
Oh.
Uniquely designed for Sikh boys.
Oh. Mm.
They had a lot of inventory.
Yeah, not gonna lie. If I had a child, I wouldn't let them. That's some gay shit, bro. I'd rather you fall off a bike than wear that.
Get a concussion or two.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's how you build character, man. You gotta build character.
Yeah.
You gotta have some fucked up experiences.
You do. Can't be coddled with a helmet uniquely designed for Sikh.
That shit.
Yeah. And also, if you're riding a bike on your street and hitting your head, you're a fucking dumbass. Learn to ride a bike. Keep the training wheels on for an extra year.
How do you, like, if you fall off your bike, how do you hit your head, though? Because I fell off a bike one time.
I've fallen off a bike a bunch of times.
I've never hit my head. I
so far.
Hit my knees and, like,
yeah, knees and elbows and shit.
Yeah.
Me too. But you could hit your head, depending, like, how you fall.
How?
Then you shouldn't be near a bike.
Yeah. You managed to hit your head.
You shouldn't be near a bike. So one thing that I'm afraid of when it comes to riding a bike is, you know, when you're standing and pedaling.
Yeah.
When I was younger, a chain came off as I was standing in it. That was scary. Maybe they should make elbow and knee pads for Sikh boys.
How is that? What?
Huh?
How is that any different than normal?
It's marketing.
It's not like a conductor chain.
Yeah. It's marketing. Sorry, I know you want to leave, but just last bit, okay? It is a good product.
Yeah.
That you know, she created, and it does serve a certain niche market.
Yeah.
But how profitable is it? Like, I don't think, because I saw a lot of them on, like, quite a few on the shelf.
Look, the thing is, I think with this appearance, is it more expensive than regular helmet?
It would have to be.
With this appearance, I don't think they're buying that shit.
To cut your hair. We're getting you a haircut. I'm not spending extra $10 on this helmet.
No, but yeah, like, yo, my parents never bought me a bike helmet ever, so I don't know. I don't think they ever had bike helmets either, and they could fucking wear helmets. So
I never had one. Yeah. Well, no, we had a helmet, but never put it on.
Yeah.
Also, if you're the type of kid who's forced to wear a helmet, your parents are too involved in your life.
Yeah.
Those are helicopter parents. Just let the kid fall and, like,
learn something. Yeah.
Okay. On that note,
yeah,
let's wrap it up. Say bye, Roger.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Stop diddling. Okay, bye. And don't snort atta.